Well, Kevin, Mark, of course, going through a very, very difficult time, and he's been fighting this illness for quite a while now.
Yeah, I suppose since him and Terry got the news 6 years ago on honeymoon. Just give you a brief history of what happened. They were on honeymoon, and Mark started to slur his words, and obviously he didn't realise he was slurring them, and this is obviously one of the telltale signs of a tumour, you know, and he went to the doctors when he was on holidays in America, and he was diagnosed. That was 6 years ago. And he's obviously fought the disease. He's had numerous operations. He's come back and he actually played with Derry City. And yeah, he got Derry promoted in the Premier Division a few years back. And looking back, I don't even know how he was able to do that. But since then, he's had another operation, as you said. And even though it was kind of highly successful in the way that they removed 90% of the tumour, it was the actual type of the tumour that was spotted was the disastrous news we got, you know. So over the last 48 hours, that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to raise funds, basically, for Mark and his family to ease the burden on them so they can head to Germany and hopefully give it one last shot, you know.
Yeah, just before we talk a little bit more about that, let's look at Mark's playing career. You mentioned that he came back after his first operation and helped Derry get promoted. But before this disease came on, Mark, he was a fantastic player for Derry City. He's one of the all-time legends at Derry City. And if you're a football supporter in the North West, he was really, really on top of his game.
Mark was top class. I'd moved from Funharps to Derry City in 2006. And I found it very hard to get into the team with Mark and Gary Beckett, you know, and they were on top of their game at that stage. And in fact, the year before, Mark just got PFA Player of the Year. And that's no mean feat in the Premier Division in Ireland. There's, if you go through the list of names that got those in the past, most of them are international players, you know. So, like they say, he was a good player, would be an understatement. He's Derry's all-time record goal scorer. And a lot of people associate him with Derry City for obvious reasons, because he played most of the years, but people don't realise, a lot of people I talk to don't realise he's actually from Donegal. He's from Greencastle in Donegal, and he's a proud Donegal man, you know. So the great over the last 48 hours the reaction has been breathtaking, to say the least. And there's so many events being organised between Donegal and Derry, and it's great to see, you know.
Yep. This surgery that's required in Germany, it's going to take 6 weeks of very, very intensive treatment, and it's going to save his life, or, as the family have said, prolong his life. And I suppose things are starting to gather pace now in trying to get these events organised and time to get the funds and to send them to Germany. Kevin?
Yeah, literally, obviously, the statement came out yesterday. I got the news on late Thursday evening, chatting to his wife, and it's been rapid since. We didn't realise the extent of obviously the news, but when we got the news on Thursday night, it's been kind of crazy since then, trying to get things organised. I was on the bus to Cabin Tilly yesterday myself, and I just spent the whole bus journey, you know, trying on the phone and organising stuff and all, and that's the way it's been since. And in fairness, the amount of help coming forward and sponsorship and things has been absolutely fantastic, you know.
Yeah, and support for the family as well, because it's devastating news to deal with. But the way the soccer fraternity have all come together now, Kevin.
Yeah, it's not just that. Yeah, you mentioned soccer. Obviously, Mark has a big soccer background, and that's all he would have played. But there's all kinds of organisations between athletics and boxing and kickboxing. There's all kinds of people coming forward, clubs, and there's from all the local clubs and Oshawa, all the local clubs here, to a lot of bars around locally here running things. And then we've had jerseys sent over from Spurs. Arsenal's been in contact with a few of the people helping me fundraise. They're sending over jerseys. So a lot of people that don't know Mark, they say he was a civil person on the pitch and off the pitch, would be another understatement. Most people that know him would have known him on the pitch, and he was so quiet on the pitch in his mannerisms, but obviously he helped out with his goal scoring. But off the field, he was also quiet, and he was a genuine down-to-earth young fella. And anybody that doesn't know him, you'd appreciate it if they would take time maybe and try and get on We've a website set up. It's markfarren.com, and there's links on there that you can go on and donate. And so we'd appreciate it if the people could maybe just take a minute, and maybe every euro or every pound helps, you know.
Yeah. When are the family due to go to Germany, or when's the schedule for the trip to Germany for the operation, Kevin?
No exact date, but I would say it will be within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and how many events do you hope to have organised? Like, I know there, a lot of people's working very, very hard here and trying to get events organised as soon as possible, but do you have any idea of what events have been finalised that will be taking place in the next couple of days or so?
Yeah, one we've finalised, it doesn't happen until the 23rd of May. It's in Everglades Hotel. It's a dinner dance. And I was just off the phone to one of the boys, and there's a big name headline in the dinner dance, but we obviously can't name him just yet. But that was great news to get that as well. So the tickets and prices and details going for that soon. That'll be like an auction night. That's hopefully our main headline act, and we're hoping to maybe on that same day have a game organised as well. But mainly this donations page is our main source income, plus we have a texting system that will be set up by maybe Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, that we hope to get around.
So a lot happening. Just that website again there, Kevin?
Yeah, it's Mark Farren, www.markfarren.com.
Yeah, and all the details are on there for people who want to donate.
There'll be updates going on there over the next few weeks as well, yeah.
Listen, Kevin, many thanks for joining us today, letting us know what's happening. Of course, it's a hugely important cause. A really, really nice and genuine guy, Mark Farren, and his family now have to go through this and get to Germany. And I'm sure everybody in the Northwest will be trying their best to support them. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, thanks for my donation. Thank you.